I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back. Late Night News Talk, 830 WCCO. I appreciate you listening. We're just talking about UFC 249. And let's continue to talk about it with a guy that I met at UFC this past summer in Las Vegas. His name is Sean Cunningham, sports reporter and producer for KXTV ABC 10 out in Sacramento. He joins us now here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Hey, Sean, man, how you been?
I've been great. How about you, sir? Everything good?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good, man. Are you making sure that you're staying at home as much as you can?
Yeah, man, I feel like I'm washing my hands almost too much. Like, my skin is getting so, I don't have to get into that. But, yeah, it's a frightening amount where I'm washing my hands. And, yeah, I mean, I'm making the best of the situation. I mean, I still have to work for a television news station, so sometimes they get creative in having some of the stuff that we cover right now in this pandemic. And I'm not complaining because, a lot of people without jobs right now, so I'm just fortunate to be one of the people working from home. And still being called out to go cover stories, most of which are still in sports, but every now and then I'm sliding over to the news side as well. But making the best of it, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I appreciate you hopping on the show tonight. Now, I was going to ask you about how different it is. It's a little bit hard to hear Sean right now, kind of a bad connection, but I know that, you know, from a TV perspective, it's different from radio. So, like, for instance, I'm broadcasting from home right now. What is it like for you to have to get out and try to continue to do the TV side of things in this current environment?
Oh, man, it's completely different, especially from a sports standpoint, because this thing evolves every single day to where all of a sudden, you know, I was doing interviews with people and athletes with a boom mic from 6 feet and keeping proper distance to where we don't put our lavaliers, little mics that you would pin onto their lapel or their collar. We don't do that anymore. We don't do we can't. It's gone from that to a week later, actually days later, to where it was like, no, can't use any interview, no interviews in person. So most of my interviews now are done over the phone and on Zoom and FaceTime and all those means of technology to try to make things work. And it's been an interesting time. I mean, most of the stuff I've done recently has been sort of NFL related. We have a USL soccer team in Sacramento that one of their players had tested positive, and of course, Eric Armstead had just signed a big extension with the 49ers, so he's from Sacramento, and was catching up with him, and that's what I've been doing. It's kind of like, especially with the Sacramento Kings, which is everything that people care about here in Sacramento, it's first and foremost, and doing these catching up with the Kings on basically on the computer. It's like we're chatting about how people are. It's funny because these guys have millions of dollars in the bank and mansions and multiple homes, but at the end of the day, when you're stuck inside, they're like the rest of us, just kind of wondering how to make the day go by and find things to kind of keep them keep the creative wheels going and kind of keep their kids entertained. So they're just like the rest of us when it's all said and done.
I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you. We're talking to Sean Cunningham, sports reporter, producer at KXTV ABC 10 in Sacramento here, Late Night News Talk, 830 WCCO. Let's talk UFC 249. Before we dive into some of the particulars, what are your just overall thoughts on the UFC trying to proceed with this? Because currently, right now, we don't know the hell where it's going to take place. We don't know that they have a specific site set because there isn't one set. What do you think about Dana White just kind of being on one and saying, this is going to go down no matter what?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's classic Dana, right? I mean, when everyone does one thing, he's going to do another. He's been doing this his entire life. He looks at this as a challenge. But it's not the time to be prideful and try to overcome some of these things and provide entertainment and make your company millions of dollars and also, you know, provide the sports world and the country something to watch in the time when there's no sports. It would be an amazing event for the sport of mixed martial arts to broaden its fan base, to put a lot of eyes on it, and also make a ton of money. So I get the reason for it, but it's puzzling one to me because outside of the NFL, which you can, you know, people criticizing the NFL for holding the NFL draft coming up next month, but at least their season's not going on. They're not playing games at the moment. You know, they're canceling OTAs and team activities and things of that nature. The NBA is suspended at the moment. So where every other sports league in the country is suspended, Dana White looks at it as a tremendous money-making opportunity and also a way to involve the brand and his sport. So I understand what he's trying to do. It seems rather tone-deaf because what people don't understand is, yes, you can hold this in a small venue. I mean, they were going to try to do this at the UFC Institute, Performance Institute in Las Vegas months or weeks ago. The event that they had after Brazil was going to be in London, and they were going to try to move that to Vegas to have the fight there in a closed environment, no fans, and just put it in a Performance Institute, but Nevada Athletic Commission wouldn't sanction the fight. Like, so I think they're going to run into, it's not just finding a location, it's finding a state that will actually sanction the fight. That's going to be really difficult to do even still, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're having problems coming up with a venue. And I just think, you know, I understand why they're doing it, but when you take a look at the travel that's involved, these athletes that need training, you know, if anyone watches what Daniel Cormier said today on Ariel Helwani's show, the two of them talk, and he's talking about how what goes into it. He's like, oh, I can get my neighbor down the street and wrestle. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you're still not practicing social distancing. And the people who, you know, you can test somebody right away and maybe, you know, all the science that goes into it. There's just too many risks. You have travel. I just don't see this thing really getting done, at least in terms of what Khabib and Tony Ferguson are going to do. Khabib's in Russia and Ferguson's in the U.S. It looks like everything was set for Abu Dhabi. It looks like that was where everything was going to take place. And that's why Khabib was just down the road here in San Jose in California. But he left a week ago to go back to Russia to be with his family. Russia's locked down. He can't get to Abu Dhabi. Ferguson's not going to be there. So all of a sudden, now they're rushing to try to find a place. If you can't make that fight, why do it? I just don't see I don't see why you would do it.
I'm with you. And that was the news that broke, what was it, last night, that Khabib, he says he can't leave Russia. They're not allowing people to go, you know, in or out of Russia. So if that's the headline fight, if that's the fight that we're talking about for UFC 249, you might as well just go ahead and shut it down. Like that's what you've been promoting for like the last couple of months. I just don't see the rationale and the reason behind it. And you're right. You hit it right on the head. It's tone deaf at this point in terms of what Dana White
really
is trying to do.
It really is. And now they're talking about Justin Gaethje. That's not Khabib. Like, Ferguson and Justin Gaethje is not attractive as a fight. It would be a neat fight, trust me. I think you have to be a hardcore fight fan to really want to see that fight. But it's not Khabib. And if you look at even Tyron Woodley, Dustin Poirier, you need U.S. fighters. You need U.S. fighters to fight Ferguson in the States because nobody can travel here internationally. So you have to have somebody here. George Masvidal has stepped up. He's wanted the fight. That's interesting to me. There are fights that are interesting. But again, if it can't be these two guys for UFC 249, what's the point? Dana White says he wants this to be an epic, amazing card that they host and put on pay-per-view. I get it. I understand why he wants to do it. But take a month off. See, reassess. Look, I know our president, Donald Trump, and these boys with Donald Trump, that is very well documented. They just shut down again the country until the end of April at minimum. At least listen to that. If nothing more, at least listen to that. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. We're talking to Sean Cunningham, sports reporter, producer from KXTV, ABC 10 out in Sacramento about UFC 249. And I'm totally with you. It doesn't hurt to go ahead and just kind of pump the brakes a little bit and back up and maybe do this maybe another 6 weeks or 8 weeks out if things get, you know, kind of different. But to me, he's already getting like cues from other people. When Joe Rogan, who is synonymous with the sport, says, you can do it, but I'm not commentating. I mean, that's something that at least Dana should look and be like, hold on, Joe's not going to be a part of it. To me, that's another kind of a crack in everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, and I mean, for as savvy as a businessman and a marketer as Dana White is, sometimes the human element just isn't there. And hopefully it takes something like Joe Rogan, who's beloved in mixed martial arts, especially in USC. But, you know, Dana has had dust-ups with commentators in the past. You look at Michael Goldberg. He's had just personalities. I think the way that Dana would look at it is if Joe Rogan didn't want to be a part of it, he'd find someone. I mean, look, Mario Lopez at one point was linked to being a potential UFC commentator back when Mike Goldberg was ousted by the UFC. So I'm not saying that that would be something that he would consider, but those are some of the things that he's considered in the past. And look, I mean, he has a B team that Joe Rogan doesn't do every single UFC event. He's not doing a lot of the fight night events that are just on ESPN and ESPN Plus. But the UFC pay-per-view, to not see Joe Rogan a part of a UFC pay-per-view would certainly be a little bit hard to swallow and a little bit hard to fathom. But we're talking about seeing a UFC event with no fans again, like they did in Brazil just recently. So I think anything is possible. And if Joe Rogan doesn't want to be a part of it, I don't think Dana White will bat an eye at it. In fact, my own personal hope is that Dana White doesn't feel jaded by Joe Rogan and do something drastic at that point.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Final question for Sean Cunningham. Hopefully we can, if we still got him, because he was kind of cutting out there at the very end. But I did want to ask Sean about the John Jones recent arrest. John Jones was just arrested. What was it, last week? Driving while under the influence or whatever. I'm a fan of John Jones. I think he's, you know, probably the best fighter that we've seen. He's the best fighter in the game right now. And actually, when we were together in Las Vegas, remember last summer, we both got an opportunity to meet John Jones and talk to him and all that stuff, whatever, after he won his fight. But it just seems like it's always something with John. Like, John, as great of a fighter as he is, and as famous as he is, as popular as he is for the sport, he continues to be in the limelight for the wrong reasons. And I just really hope that he kind of figures things out in life and kind of, you know, straightens out his act, because I am scared, Sean, that one of these days that we'll wake up and we'll turn on the television and we'll see that John Jones has done something that he just cannot fix anymore, that he's passed away, that he's died, that something horrific has happened, because his decision making, and he's a smart dude. And that's the thing about him. When we were listening to him talk, post fight, and we got a chance to meet him, you could tell he's an articulate dude, but his decision making at times is just terrible.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, we're both on the same page when it comes to John Jones. The thing that concerns me most, it's really sad. And you know, the guy has clearly had a problem. And Henry, I mean, even though we just met this past summer, you and I would have been having this conversation for a better part of a decade. I mean, it's the same old story with John Jones. The guy clearly has a problem. I'm sympathetic to it. It's very, very sad. But it's just the same old story over and over again. And I'm with you. I don't want to get to the point where all of a sudden we're talking about John Jones. as horrific as it even sounds to even say, you know, something bad or something terrible, more terrible than this happening. None of these seem to be wake up calls. And he always seems to say the right thing, but do the wrong thing. Actions speak totally louder than his words. And I just hope that he can put the right people around him, because that's something that if he can't do it himself, he's going to need people around him. And maybe that takes him out of the sport. But we've been talking about this ad nauseum. I mean, this is all for better part of a decade. It's always something with John Jones. And frankly, I just don't see anything. I don't see anything happening to correct it. I mean, the guy has a serious problem. He's been in and out of rehab. He's had trials and tribulations, and I just don't see any end in sight. I'm not saying he's a lost cause, but it's almost like he's got something bigger to deal with, and it's probably the right thing to keep him out of the UFC for quite some time. I don't think that the sport will. I don't think the organization will do that. I think the moment that he's ready to go and having a fight, they'll throw him right in there, because he is a cash cow and he is probably arguably the greatest of all time. But it's just incredibly, incredibly sad.
All right, final question for you. If you're a betting man, okay, and you've been to Vegas a time or two, so maybe you are a betting man, but if you had to place a wager, UFC 249, it's going to happen or it's eventually going to get canceled, how would you bet?
I would bet that UFC 249 definitely happens. I don't think it will be. I mean, I think it's all but impossible that it'll be what was billed as Ferguson and Khabib. I mean, that's something. It's always something with the past three or four years. This fight has been just had a hiccup or two every single time, dating back to 2016, 2017. So no, I don't think it'll be those two fighters, but I definitely think Dana White is going to go forward with the fight. Who's on the card, where will it happen, I'm not sure, but it's definitely not going to be what we wanted. But I do think that I think the organization will go forward. I do think UFC 249 will happen.
Give him a follow on Twitter, at Sean Cunningham, sports reporter, producer, KXTV, ABC 10 in Sacramento. Hey, Sean, man, I appreciate the knowledge and everything in regards to UFC, and thanks for coming on the show tonight.
I appreciate you, Henry. Thanks so much. Anytime you ever need me, just give me a holler, and I look forward to seeing you down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to get here too, man. Pierre, your boy is here, man. Pierre Newsom's here, so you got to come here and hang out with us, man.
I do. I need to get up there, but I can't take the cold. It has to be in the summer, so I'll be up there for sure.
I hear you, man. I appreciate the time tonight. That's Sean Cunningham joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.